Every Sunday in our service, we take a few moments to remember Jesus, to celebrate, to meditate on those moments when His strength failed and His time drew near. This is an opportunity for us to meditate on and celebrate what God has done for sinners. What He has done for sinners by His great mercy and by His love. I want you to turn your attention to John chapter 18. We're going to drop in on the middle of the sham trial which Jesus endured leading up to His execution. John 18, we'll read verses 31 and 32. So Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law." The Jews said to Pilate, "We are not permitted to put anyone to death." To fulfill the word of Jesus which he spoke, signifying by what kind of death he was about to die. At the time of Jesus' execution, the Jewish nation was not an independent sovereign country. Rather, they were a province of the Roman Empire. They couldn't do what they wanted to do. They couldn't carry out their own laws. Specifically, they couldn't carry out capital punishment. This is reflected in the Jews' inability to legally kill Jesus. We see this in John 18:31. Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law." The Jews wanted Jesus out of the way. They wanted him killed, but they couldn't do it themselves. It was interesting that they claimed that they were not permitted to kill Jesus, though they had tried many times to do this before. You remember they tried to throw Jesus off a cliff outside of the temple. They attempted to stone him to death multiple times. In fact, for much of his public ministry, they were plotting and scheming how they might assassinate him. Notice the duplicity and the dishonesty in verse 31. They hated Roman rule. And here they pretend respect for the jurisdiction of that foreign domination. They are at their wits' end with respect to this person called Jesus. They don't know what to do with him. They are threatened by him. And they are compelled to turn to the power they despise for help in their murderous plot. Why had they been unsuccessful up to this point? They had him surrounded multiple times. Why had they now turned to the Romans for help to do what they could not do? This is because the sovereign king of the universe, the man, Messiah Jesus, was going to be in charge of his own execution. Read verse 32. This was to fulfill the word of Jesus which he spoke, signifying by what kind of death he was about to die. You see, Jesus was going to die a certain kind of death, crucifixion. And he himself was arranging all of the details. He was not going to be suddenly tossed off a cliff. He was not going to be snuffed out by some secret assassin's dagger. He was not to be stoned without trial behind a wall with just a few witnesses. No. Jesus was to be captured forcibly by an entire cohort of combatants, tried publicly with complicit consent of a crowd crying, "Crucify," killed openly, pinned with spikes to two wooden beams, lifted up above the earth for all to see. The Jews could not crucify a man. But they could trump up false charges, incite the crowd, and weasel a crucifixion from their Roman overlords. Jesus intended all of this. He intended to be betrayed by an insider. He intended to be condemned by a cowardly Roman ruler. The king, Jesus, laid his own life down, and he himself would take it up again. He chose to die a very public death. He was lifted up, abandoned, and exposed. Jesus chose to be lifted up between the earth and sky in a no man's world of agony and suffering. It was as if the world below had rejected him and even heaven above would not accept him. Jesus chose to be abandoned. He was rejected by the world. He was left by his own friends. He was mocked by the criminals crucified beside, and he was abandoned by his Father. And Jesus was exposed, naked, lifted up, exposed before the world in shame and weakness. His only clothing was our sin. He was wrapped in our filthy rags so that he could be exposed before the full, unflinching anger of his Father to take the punishment that we deserve from God for our sin. Do you know this Jesus? Do you love this Jesus? Have you surrendered to the King who surrendered himself to death in our place? If so, we invite you to take the cup that he himself lifted up as a symbol of himself being lifted up. We invite you to eat bread, an emblem of his own body that was crushed in our place. You don't need to be a member of Grace Bible Church to partake in this meal. You just have to believe in Jesus. You have to love him. You have to belong to him. If you're not a Christian, if you have not been transformed from the inside by God's gracious love through his Son crucified, this little ceremony is not for you. But it can be. It can be. If you're not a believer in Jesus, let me invite you to turn and believe today in the one who cancels out our sins and brings him to himself through his own blood. If you decide today to believe in Jesus, you can drink this, you can eat this, and celebrate for the first time forgiveness of sin and reconciliation to God. Would love for you to talk to anybody around you who knows and loves Jesus this morning. Don't leave here without making sure that you are right before a holy God. You see, God can maintain his own holy and righteous reputation and forgive you. But only through Jesus. Come to him. You Christians who are about to take, examine yourselves, confess any known sin, revel in the forgiveness that is offered to you by God, and remember Jesus. The men are going to come at this time and bring to you the cup and the bread, and you can take those on your own after you've examined yourself and rejoiced in your Savior. And I'll close us in prayer.